Can we be proud of what Christmas has become? I say no. But that's Eric. But you know what? God comes to us anyway because God loves us. I know you've heard me say that a lot, and you're going to hear me say it a lot more, but we have to believe it. We have to understand how much God loves us with all of our warts, with all of our pimples, with all of our bellies, with all those blemishes that we're embarrassed about. God knows them better than we do and loves us anyway. Talk about a paradox. Whether you're like the shepherds who were outcasts, uneducated and poor, or like the magi who were outsiders, well-educated and rich, knowing nothing of Jewish scripture or any combination of the two, God comes to you in the dirt and muck of your life. If you could, for a minute, hold out your hands like this. I want you to look in the palm of your hands and then close your eyes and imagine the palm of your hands, okay? God has given each of us Jesus. We're holding Jesus in our hands. Can you see Jesus there? In your mind's eye, can you see Jesus in the palm of your hand? Folks, this Advent season, the question I want you to think about is, what are you going to do with Jesus? God trusts us enough to put Jesus in the palm of our hand. My question to you today in this Advent season, what are you, what am I going to do with Jesus? Amen. Dear God, we thank you so much for this day. Again, I just thank you for these folks who got out in this weather to come and have a little fun and a little Bible trivia and worship you this morning. I just ask for your powerful protection as we, all of us, head home. Be with us, God, and send your hedge of protection. Help us remember the paradox of you, the creator of all that is and yet to be learned, coming to us in this dirty, filthy way so that humanity can have a relationship with you. We love you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's turn to, by the way, don't forget next week. Well, phooey. Anyway, the cantata is next week. So, and it's going to be at 10 o'clock, this service. Here we will not have the early service, so make sure you keep that in mind. And please turn with me in your hymnals to Hail to the Lord's Anointed, 203. We'll sing stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Be safe, guys. 203 in your hymnals. Stanzas 1, 2, and 4, I believe. Would you please stand with me? Hail about right there. Hail to the Lord's anointed, great David's greater son. Hail in the time appointed, his reign on earth begun. He comes to break oppression, to set the captive free, to take away transgression and rule in equity. He comes with succor speedy to those who suffer wrong, to help the poor and needy and bid the weak be strong, to give them songs for sighing, their darkness turn to light, whose souls condemned and dying are precious in his sight. For to him shall prayer unceasing and daily vows ascend, his kingdom still increasing, a kingdom without end. The tide of time shall never his covenant remove. His name shall stand forever. That name to us is love. Amen. Please be seated.